Hey, good morning, everyone. This is Jesse Bell here with you for your Monday morning mixtape for August 26th, 2024. Thank you for bearing with me the last few weeks. I've had some family health issues that I've needed to take care of, so I haven't had time for a new episode, but that does change this morning. We had a little back-to-back music action for you, kicking things off with a song that turns 20 in 2024. You know it, you love it, you've probably heard it a million times in a million different places, but there's a reason for that. It's a stone cold, undeniable classic, Franz Ferdinand with Take Me Out. And then we followed that up with another classic in its respective genre, Junko Yagami with Bay City, arguably a top five city pop track. You already know, if you've listened to this show, I've been on a city pop kick. It's a genre that does have a bit of a contentious legacy, mostly in Japan, where it was referred to very derogatorily as, well, not city pop, but a certain four-letter word that rhymes with that. And I think that's a little harsh, but I do get it. Of course, there's going to be a kind of popular backlash to this music genre that was eschewing a lot of kind of musical and cultural traditions within Japan, embracing a lot of Western influences, and like with any genre of music that becomes dominant, it becomes overplayed, and yes, it's maybe not looked upon fondly, at least by Japanese ears, but it's something that has found a great deal of cultural purchase in North America. Part of the reason for that being, of course, we didn't grow up hearing a million city pop songs a million times a day, so we've been able to be very, let's say, selective, pick and choose with the ones that we do listen to and we do enjoy, and it's become the basis for, you know, these new popular, I would say, internet-affiliated genres of music, like your synthwave, your vaporwave. There are elements there within the original city pop, which I think is interesting because that's a genre itself that was so heavily steeped in kind of generic tropes and conventions, and then it created these whole other new genres that are very internet-centric, but still have a great deal of kind of cultural purchase in North America. Coming up today on the program, we don't necessarily have a super set-in-stone theme. It's more of what I'm calling a Monday morning mixtape mix bag, as we're going to be jumping all over the place. We're going to have some neo-soul, we're going to have some alt-country, we're going to have some jazz, and we're going to have kind of your traditional indie rock as well. So a little bit of everything, a ton of great Canadian content, things that you will hear on the program today. Specifically, we've got two tracks from Vaughn. One is Mystic Veil, his newest release, and the other is Ordinary Games, a track I've played a few times on the program here because I just love the kind of laid-back energy to it. We are going to have some music from Unessential Oils, Mark Kelso's Mystical Isle Project, Los Campesinos, Islands, all that, and so much more. I had a wonderful wedding over the weekend. My dear friends Dean and Megan tied the knot. They got hitched, and I told them this is the only reason why I would miss a Queens football game, because Queens also opened their season with a tough 25-21 loss to the Windsor Lancers all the way up in Windsor, or I suppose, rather more accurately, down in Windsor, right on the border of the United States and Canada. 25-21 loss. Queens did not play particularly well. They probably should have won that game, but they threw four interceptions, so some turnover struggles for the offense, which unfortunately undid a pretty solid effort from the tremendous Queens defense. But we're moving on, moving forward. They've got their home opener this upcoming Saturday. That's August 31st. We'll be live from Richardson Memorial Stadium. Game starts at 6 p.m., but tune in at 5:45 p.m. for the Something in the Water pregame show. Thank you to our wonderful partners at Something in the Water Brewing for serving as the title sponsor for this season. But we've also got sponsorships from some of CFRC's favorite businesses like Old Farm Fine Foods, Black Dog Hospitality, and a new partnership with the Independent Wrestling Academy based out of Kingston, Ontario. So a lot of very exciting things. It's going to be a great game. Definitely tune in. You're going to want to hear me on the call. I'm high energy. I've got a whole bunch of new music and stingers and all sorts of fun production stuff. And we're very proud of the overall product we present. So you don't want to miss that one. That's Saturday, August 31st. You're going to hear a little promo for it a little bit later on in the broadcast as well. But for the time being, let's get back to the music. We're going to play the aforementioned Mystic Veil by Vaughn right here on your Monday morning mixtape on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Something more she can make mine. check the east, she's check the west, but she hasn't seemed to have found it yet. She once thought she did, she came so close, but over time she realized she was just living with a ghost. And her hair is a mess and she smells like sage and cedar, and when she gets sad she cries under the moon. Wandering soul, wandering soul, soul, wandering soul. She can't seem to see it from where she stands. She wonders if it's out there somewhere she can't land. Is it just a story someone made up?
Tricolor has become as synonymous with the city as the limestone upon which it was built. But that love, admiration, and respect comes with a powerful commitment. A pledge to protect this house. On Saturday, August 31st, the Queens Gaels will host the McMaster Marauders for their home opener at Richardson Memorial Stadium. Kickoff is scheduled for 6 p.m. and CFRC's coverage will begin at 5:45.
Solutions to my gloom. it's much more fun to watch the women taking off their jackets. Oh, and bear the thought of going home. In fact, I like it here in the waiting room. A sense of impeding doom. Scroll and creep through the punctured skin. Solutions to my gloom. Solutions to my gloom. Stories of the truth.
Day programming for adults with developmental disabilities. We serve families in Kingston and South Frontenac. Our program focuses on arts, healthy living, and community connections, including summer camp. New Leaf Link's caring staff and talented instructors provide a place for everyone to learn together and build friendships. If you or someone you know would like to join our program, please visit newleaflink.ca for more details. Together, we can grow, connect, and belong.
You're true friend loves you just as you are.
thoughts turn to you, but I'm not blaming the drink for the things I do. A matching tattoo with a girl you don't see, your best friend that you think of as enemy. We're minding the bar, boring on about XG. I stare at my phone, I am waiting, you text me. You sleep on the south coast, a boy who is milk toast, I'd eat him for breakfast. I look above me, there's a good cloud, a grand piano frame road. When the halo slips, we beg instead, give us this day our daily dread. Oh, well, the happiness ain't certain, you know the heartbreak's guaranteed. When the halo slips, we beg instead, give us this day our daily dread. Thoughts to you, so I turn to the booze. I'm only blaming myself for the things I do. Shame comes quick and it won't ever pass. I'll watch a barack of fizz in a dirty glass. Summon the spit, swallow my meds and my lips. Would your blood run cold from a birthday wish? You leave, you're powerless, a cream gets sourpuss. My sweet words are curdling. I look above me, there's a good cloud around piano frame road. When the halo slips, we beg instead, give us this day our daily dread. Well, the happiness ain't certain, you know the heartbreak's guaranteed. When the halo slips, we beg instead, give us this day our daily.
It's been many years since I played a highline. They ask you how you feel, say I feel fine. The order of the seasons depends on when you're born. I stack out in winter and heading for a fall. It's been many years since I played a high line. They ask you how you feel, you say that you feel fine. The order depends on when you're born. I start down in winter and heading for a home. Heading for a home. Heading for a home.
This day our daily dread.
Slow down. Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
At Onguinata, we are passionate about unleashing potential for individuals with developmental disabilities and their families. As a nonprofit catalyst for positive change, we're all about creating vibrant lives within strong communities. Guided by our core values, support, respect, and choices, we embrace servant leadership. Safety, responsibility, and unwavering commitment fuel our mission. Be part of brighter tomorrows with us, empower lives, and shape futures by donating at www.onguinata.com today. Your support transforms lives.
Stay for long. Think I'll Meine sehr warmen von der Familie Artis Economy Living Kingston.
Community Living Ontario is a nonprofit provincial association that has been advocating for people who have an intellectual disability and their families for 70 years. We proudly work alongside over 119 local agencies and advocate on behalf of more than 100,000 people across Ontario. We are an active member of Inclusion Canada and regularly communicate with equivalent provincial and territorial associations. We also have influence at a global level thanks to our affiliation with Inclusion International.
Helpful thing to PSP for the wonderful opportunity.
What's that like, the taste of butter? A pretty dress. What's that like to live deliciously?
Join me, your host, Chris, for The Witching Hour live on CFRC 101.9 FM every Wednesday at 12 a.m., where you can get your weekly dose of metalcore, post-hardcore, crying, screaming, and sometimes throwing up.
Oh my God! Oh my God!
They say nothing good happens after midnight, but why not stay a while and find out?